Well, so yeah, I want to try something different. And we'll see how it goes. I don't know. It might go really bad or really good, so I don't know. But yeah, so I wanted to ask. I know some of you more than other people. But so I just want to ask.Like, how many of you find reading the Bible difficult? Just honestly, just, you know, it's like sometimes it's like, I don't know what it means. 難しいと思うことがあるっていう方。Anyway? 時には難しいなって聖書を読むときは。Okay, yeah, okay, maybe all of us. Okay.
そうですよね。
Okay. So I wanted to try something today.Okay. We've been starting with the New Testament this year. And we started with Mark. Okay. Who has read Mark?
A little bit.
No? Yeah, a little. Kind of. So, no? Okay. So Mark is...So yeah, well, let's look at the New Testament, right? So when we open it, right, it starts with who?
What book?
Right, it starts with Matthew. Okay. And then next is Mark. And then Luke. And then...John, and then Acts. Okay, right. So these are kind of the first five books of the New Testament, right? Okay, so it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then Acts, right? What, you know...What is your favorite book out of these five?
この5章の中で一番好きなのは何でしょう、皆さん。
I think it'd be like between Matthew and Acts.
Between Matthew and Acts, okay.
Matthew is like kind of
easy.
Easy? マタイはちょっとどっちかおかしいし、5章の働きは、なんかイエス様がいなくなってくれたので、ちょっとまた難しい。
Okay, yes, somebody else?
他の方はどうですか？
なんか、そういうのなんか。Acts, oh really? Oh, okay. Okay. Reading it now. Okay. Anybody else?
I like John.
Oh.
Especially I like the story about Samaritan woman.
Ah, yes. John has, he, right. It's a lot of good
stories.夫が何人かいるとかそういうことじゃなくて、
ジョン、いやいや、ジョン、ヨハネの福音書。Anybody else? Your favorite? Yeah. Okay. Oh. Is there a particular reason or?
I think it brings out the light. If you read from Matthew to John, there's some things that you don't really understand, but you see in Acts, like whoever wrote Acts.
四福音書を読んでわからないことがあるけれども、人の働きを読むとその後からその福音書の説明をしてきて、でその人から見るとわかることもあるので、人の働きが好きです。
Yeah. Anybody else? Your favorite? No. Okay. So why are they written this way? I'm starting with Mark. Why is it ordered like this? It's funny, isn't it? The Bible it has a certain order, but
順番があるんでね、ある種の順番に並びますけど、なぜこの順番でなければならなかったのか。
ね、like we don't, you know.
I think like the four Gospels is like everyone is having like an opinion, what not an opinion,
a perspective,
what happened on the cross and how.If you think, I mean, some things are similar, but it's not the same. And everybody has an intent for the letter.
Right.
And then, like I said before, probably in Acts, it's like after the Lord is come.
Right. Okay.
But I think,
イエス様が十字架の上でなさったこと、それまでのことについては、人によっていろんなものの見方、考え方があって、ヨハネ福音書は共通することもあるんだけれども、ちょっと違った書き方をしている部分もあると思うんですね。それによって私たちが分かることもあるし、そして先ほどおっしゃったように、父の働き、そこにまた別のことが書かれて、そこからまた福音書を振り返ることで、また分かることもあるということです。
はい、
いいですか。
So, yeah, we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they all have kind of different perspectives.
So, so, それぞれ
違う、
同じ福音だけれども違う角度から物事に光を当ててるわけですね。
And Acts, yeah, it's kind of it's a little different. Yeah?
そしてまた使徒の働き、
yeah.
この福音書とまたちょっと違うものです
ね。It's kind of after Jesus dies.
イエス様の十字架の後に、初期の教会、初代教会はどうであった
の
か。そういう福音が広がる状況が出てきますね。
So, so in this category, it's different. We know that.
なんか私たち知ってるように、福音書と使徒の働きはちょっと違うという別々のカテゴリーに入ると。
Anyway, I because it's a smaller group today, I'm just trying something different. So,
yeah. We just started. 今から出てる方もどうぞ参加してください。
Right. So, yeah, we just talked about how it's different between Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts. Right.
福音書と使徒の働きどう違うかというところを今話しています。
But so why would this order?
じゃあその福
音書の順番は、why would the Bible order it this way?
このような、
you know, I mean, they could have put John first. They could have put Mark first. They could
have マルコがとかヨハネが一番に来ずに、なぜマタイから始まってこの順番に並んだのか。
I'm wondering
because all the
books are written for different
people. Right.
いろんなそれぞれの
sure, sure.
のグループで書かれたので、
okay.
著者のグループが違うから。
But so why would Matthew come first?
じゃあなぜマタイが初めに来なければならなかったのか。
Maybe because Matthew started the writings of Matthew starts from the background of Jesus Christ.
Right.Mark was written first.
一番時代的にはマルコの福音書が最初に書かれています。
But Matthew,
でもマタイは、
right, when you open up Matthew, right?
マタイの福音書を開けば、
and we can do that right now.
今開くこともできますよね。
You know, if you look at Matthew 1,
一代史を見れば、
you know, it starts off with the genealogy.
家系図から始まるんですね。
Of Jesus, right?
イエス様の家系図。
And then we talk about how Matthew, you know, he talks aboutThe generations from David.
ダビデから後のそのイエス様に続くその系図ずっとどんどん世代を書き出しています。
So it forms a nice bridge from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
このようにしてマタイの福音書は旧約聖書から新約聖書へのいい感じの橋を架けているわけですね。
Right. So that's why kind of Matthew comes first. It's a nice bridge into the New Testament.
だから。旧約聖書から新約聖書にこういう具合にも橋を架けられるので、マタイの福音書が一番最初に置かれているわけです。
And so these three are kind of grouped together because they're kind of, you know, they have similar stories. They share some similar things.
マタイ、マルコ、ルカというのはこれ一つのグループで取り扱えることよくあるんですね。同じような話とか同じような見方が出てくるからですね。
Right, and then when we read John,
それからヨハネの福音書が出てく
るんで、right, it's a little different, right?
ちょっと
same gospel, but it's a little different.
同じ福音だけど少し違うと思うんですね、趣が。
Right, and then Acts is written by Luke, so it's a double, it's a two-volume series.
使徒の働きはルカの福音書と同じこのルカによって書かれていて、だからルカは2つ の聖書の書を書いているわけですね。まあ、2つ合わせて1つのシリーズと言えるでしょう。
But because it's after Jesus' death and resurrection and kind of the start of the early church, it comes kind of after the Gospels.
だけど後半はですね、イエス様の十字架のと、そして復活の後の物語でしょ。初代教会を様子を取り扱っているので、使徒の働きとしてルカの福音書と分けて、ヨハネの福音書の後に置かれています。
But I think for modern readers like us, I personally think chronologically. I like it's, you know, what happened first and then next and then I like linear thinking.
そう、私たち現代の読者っていうのは、まあ、私もそうなんですけれども、どちらかというと物事を時系列的に考えることに慣れてるんですね。初めにこれがあって、次にこれがあって、これがあってと時系列直接的、直線的に説明してもらうと分かりやすい頭になってます。
But people kind of pre-modern, like before, like they're more topical, they're more thematic. They like to group things by themes, not necessarily chronology.
だけど前近代と言われる時代よりもっと前の人たちのものの考え方というのはこの物事についてはどう考えるとそして次のこのテーマについてはどういう物語があるとテーマごとに頭を整理することに慣れていました。
Right. So I like to start with Mark just because it makes sense. He was the first gospel written, so.
で私はだから最初に書かれた福音書であるマルコから始めたいと思いました。
And so let's look at Mark.Chapter 1.
マルコの福音書の第一章を見てみたいと思います。
And you know, I raised the question, like, is reading the Bible difficult sometimes?
最近ほどお尋ねしました。聖書を読んでいるときに、時々聖書を読むの難しいなと思ったことがある方って。
Okay. So I want us to read the first section of Mark.
で、最初からこのマルコの最初のところをまず読んでみたいと思います。
Okay. So I just want to go from verse 1.
Through 15.
Let's try that. Okay, 1 through 15.
Okay.
And I want somebody to read in English and one person to read in Japanese.
英語と日本語とそれぞれ分けて別々の方に読んでいただけたらと思います。
Okay, so who wants to take the English?
英語の方を担当していただける方。
Anybody? Anybody? Yeah? Yeah? All right, right on. And the Japanese.
That is.
Yeah? I mean, okay, perfect. And this is what I want everybody else to do, okay? We're used to reading scripture.
Right?
But people in these days, did they have Bibles? The original, the Word of God was meant to be heard.
もともと神様の御言葉というのは人々に聞かせるために私たちが聞くように作られていたんです。
Okay, it was meant to be listened and learned.
私たちがその当時の人が聞いて心に入れて学ぶようにされてたんです。
Okay, and so when Will and Emmy are going to read it, I want everybody else to just close their Bibles.
で、二人読んでくださるので、
okay.
他の皆さんは聖書を閉じて、聞くか聞いて。
Right. And just you can open your eyes, close your eyes, I, you know, whatever you're comfortable. But just listen to God's word. Okay, this is God's very word. Okay.
本当に。
It's not Will's word. He's speaking, but it comes straight from God. Okay.
聞くことに集中してください。目を開けてもつむってもいいんですけど、本当にこの神様の御言葉が私たちにどのように語りかけてくださるか、それを聞いてください。
And we believe that God's word is alive and true today, right?
で、私たちは神様の御言葉は今日も生きて、そして真実であるということを信じています。
And it's God's word that changes hearts. Not our words, it's God's words, right?
私たちの心を変えるのは私たちの言葉ではなく、神様の言葉です。
So I just want to try this, you know, we don't do this.Well, this is our first time kind of to do this, but, you know, just close your eyes and just listen to God's word, okay?
Okay?
So don't follow along. I know it's a temptation to just kind of, right?
But
just, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay.
1 through 15,
yes.
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet,Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness, and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
Amen. Amen. Okay. And in Japanese?
神の子イエスキリストの福音の始め。預言者イザヤの書にこう書いてある。いよ、私は使いをあなたの前に使わし、あなたの道を整えよう。荒野の叫ぶ者の声がする。主の道を用意し、主の通られる道をまっすぐにせよ。その通りにバプテスマのヨハネが荒野に現れて、罪の許しのための悔い改めのバプテスマを述べ伝えた。そこでユダヤ全国の人々とエルサレムの全住民が彼のところへ行き、自分の罪を告白して、ヨルダン川で彼からバプテスマを受けていた。ヨハネはラクダの毛で覆ったものを着て、腰に皮の首を締め、稲穂と蜜を食べていた。彼は述べ伝えていた。私よりもさらに力のある方が後からおいでになります。私にはかがんでその方の靴紐を解く値打ちもありません。私はあなた方に水でバプテスマを授けましたが、その方はあなた方に聖霊のバプテスマをお授けになります。その頃、イエスはガリレアのナザレから来られ、ヨルダン川でヨハネからバプテスマをお受けになった。そして水の中から上がられると、すぐにその時、天が裂けて、御霊が鳩のように自分の上に下られるのをご覧になった。そして天から声がした。あなたは私の愛する子、私はあなたを喜ぶ。そしてすぐ御霊はイエスを荒野に追いやられた。イエスは40日間荒野にいてサタンの誘惑を受けられた。野の獣と共におられたが、御使いがイエスに仕えていた。ヨハネが捕らえられた後、イエスはガリレアに行き、神の福音を述べて言われた。時が満ち、神の国は近くなった。悔い改めて福音を信じなさい。
Amen. Let me pray. Yeah, Father God, this is your word.
これはあなたの御言葉です。
And as we ponder your word, may something speak to us here today, Lord.
私たちがあなたの御言葉に思い巡らすとき、どうぞ今日私たちに何かを語ってください。
Draw us closer to you, Father.
お父様は私たちを身元に近づけてください。
For this is our will to know you more.
私たちはあなたをもっと知りたいと思っています。
To love you more.
あなたをもっと愛したいのです。
So speak to us today.
だから今日私たちに語ってください。
In Jesus' name.
イエス様のお名前にて祈ります。
Amen.
Amen.
Right. So, alright. So, you know, when I first asked the question, like, you know, do you feel the Bible is difficult to read sometimes?
時々聖書を読むと難しく思うことありますか？って、まあ、先ほども何度も
聞いてね。Right. And yeah, some parts are.
そういう時もありますよね。
Sometimes it is.
で、そう、うん、時もあります。
Okay. But I want to sort of dispel some of that.Okay, I want to kind of lower the hurdle a little bit, okay, today.
その問題をちょっとだけ和らげたいっていうか、ハードルを少し下げたいなと思っています。
Okay, so what did you get when you heard the word of God right now?
今の海で、
right, what kind of things
聞いて、
どんなことが心に頭に伺いました
。何でもいいんです。今思われたこと、神様に語られたこと、思われたこと。
This is just a free discussion time. There's no like wrong. I'm not going to say you. That's crazy. You know, no.
そういう話で何もないので、はい。
Anything?
Anything?
Story. A story. Okay.
Oh.
It's a story. Okay. Nice. Can you kind of give me a little more?
It's a story that moves quickly.
Okay.
すごく次々場面展開がある物語だと思いました。
Quick story. Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
展開が早い物語。
Anybody else? Yeah.
他には。
You have a background in order to. Okay. To read Matthew.
Or Mark.
I mean Mark.
Yeah. This is.
This is like after Christ was baptized.
Right.
I mean the Spirit took him to the desert. Okay. And then what happened later? But it doesn't really disclose.
So there is some background information that Mark is not telling us that we need to kind of know, right?
Okay. マルコには書かれてないけど背景の話を他の福音書にあるような、それを知ってないとこれついていけない部分もありますよね。
I think Mark is assuming that we are at least somewhat familiar.
マルコの方は書き手は聞いているもの、読んでいるものがある程度は背景が分かっているはずだと思ってこのような書き方をしているわけですよね。
Okay, good. Anybody else? Anyway, what
他には
What are some images? Some
イメージとか何か
Anything?
もの何でも
Anything?
Really simple.
Mark, you can feel kind of Mark drawing you into his story. Okay, what I want to look at then. Okay, so now we can open up, we can open our Bibles. Okay, because we have that privilege now, so why not?
Okay.
So when we go through 1 through 15,
okay,
what were some individual scenes? Can you tell me some, where are the scenes, different scenes that Mark is introducing
here? Okay.
Anybody? What is like the one of the scenes? Okay, there's John the Baptist. Okay, good. Okay.
それから荒野に連れて行かれる場面。
Okay. Uh-huh.
他の場面は、
In the desert, good. Good. Anybody?
Jordan.
Good. Uh-huh.
Galilee.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
John being baptized.
Yes.
John being baptized.
Or.
Johannesの洗礼。
Baptizing Jesus.
Yes, I'm going to send you a little bit of a man.
Good.
Hi.
Anybody else?
Is it only the physical place?
それはあの物理的な牢獄という意味ではなくて。
Can the kingdom of God, as he is saying,
the kingdom of God is a time to come.
I'm sorry, yeah,
the kingdom of God.
Uh-huh. Which was the
time. Uh-huh, okay.
Sorry,
was that a question? Did
you yeah,
is that a physical?
Yeah, the other person is all physical.
Right.
That alone is not
physical. Oh, okay, okay, wow, okay, that's good, okay. Oh.
So I guess it's more of the physical and the spiritual maybe meeting.
Okay. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Just stay within what the story right now. But anything else? Any other? So maybe like John's thoughts.
イエス様のことを説明しているわけですね。私に後から来る方はと。
Okay.
イザヤさんについて、予言が出てきて、その後にそれ、予言が実現している場面が導き出されています。これに、まあ、さらに付け加えるものがあれば。鳩が、
nice.
はい、下っているところですね。
Yes. Yes. There's a dove
イエス様の
線路
の
上
に。はい。
Okay. Good. Anything else?
他の場面は。
Any other images?
オニム。
Satan. Yeah, so yeah, so is it Satan? Yeah,
yeah. 鳩の声も出てきますね。
And Yuriko?
The voice from
heaven. 天から、天からの声。
Yes, yes.
天からの声が聞こえたと。
The Trinity. Okay, okay. We can get it. Yeah. All right. It doesn't say that. So, yeah, we want.
書いてないけれども。
We want to stay. We want to stay with what the Bible is talking about.
Okay, okay.
With the word of God.
So
now, like all of this that I've written down. You don't need any seminary degree to do this, right?
これ分かるのに進学を卒業しないといけないってことは何もないですよね。Right.
I mean, you just all you need is maybe like 10 minutes that we just took to read this and just jot some notes down.
これ10分間聞いて、思ったことを書いていけばこれだけのことが拾えると思うんです。
Right? This is, you know, this is theme 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, at this,
これを見てことによって、
okay. What kind of things now can you say? What can you say from what this is?
どういうことが言えるでしょう。これを今書き出してきた、okay. 一緒に書き出してこれを見てどんなことが言えるでしょう。
Well, what can you say?
皆さんどんなことを言えると思いますか。
Anything?
何か。
Right, and then it moves to John.
そして洗礼者ヨハネの話に行って。
Right, he's the first character that comes in.
最初にここに出てくる最初の登場人物は洗礼者ヨハネですね。
And he is where?
その人がどこにいたかというと。
He's by the Jordan River.
ヨルダン川のそばに立っていたと。
Right, and then who's the next character?
で次出てくる人物は。
Who's the next character?
次の登場人物
は。Jesus.
イエスキリストが出てきます。
Good. Okay.And where is this scene taking place? It's the same, right? It's still in Jordan. It's still in Jordan, right? Okay, good. And then what happens?
The water.
Right. So he's baptized, right? He's baptized in the Jordan. So.
ヨルダン川で洗礼を受けた。
Right.
In the Jordan River. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then who's the next character?
で、その次に出てくる人物は誰でしょう。
After that.
その後。
Yeah. Yeah, Satan. Okay, and the spirit too. Right? Yeah, the spirit's first, and then Satan. And then where is this then? In the desert, right? So, first we got the Jordan, and now we're moving to the desert or the wilderness, as some Bibles have. Okay, and then after that, what's? And then it has John again coming. But now the scene is kind of shifted. Where are we now in the last kind of section? We're in Galilee, right? Okay, we start from Jordan. We go to the wilderness. And then we're going now to Galilee. What is that kind of, what do we know from there?
ここまでのところでどういうことをすることができるでしょう、ガリラヤ湖のところで最後終わっています。
Is there any importance to that?
ここにどんな重要性があるでしょうか。
is there any significance to the fact that Mark orders it this way?
マルコがこの順番で書いたということにどんな重要性があるでしょうか。
Is there any significance?
どういう重要性を見つけられますか。
Wasn't Galilee the first place that Jesus Christ started preaching from?
Okay, good. Yeah. So this is where the ministry starts?
Galilee の近くで、イエス様のあのお働きを始めた最初がこの辺りのはずです。
If you are a Jew, if you are an Israelite,
もし皆さんがイスラエルの人、ユダヤ人であるならば、
right? And most of the people are who's listening to this, right?
今聞いてる方ほとんどそうじゃないんですけれども、
What does the Jordan and the wilderness desert signify for you?
どんな、重要性、象徴的な意味を皆さんに持って、皆さんにとってもし自分がユダヤ人であり、イスラエルの人であれば、ヨルダン川とかアラノを聞いたらどんな重要性を感じますか？
Right, because remember, there's a lot of background, there's a lot of familiar things.
これまでにいろんな背景となるものが私たちの頭に入っていろんな物語を表せたということがありましたね。
Yeah, for us, like, you know, the Jordan River, when they hear that, to us, it would be like Sumiyoshi River, or like Ikusa River. You know, is that familiar to them? All right? And when they say wilderness, like to us, it's like Osaka, or like, you know, Himeji. Is that familiar? All right? Right? So, and they represent certain things. They signify certain things. And Mark is using that.For a reason, okay?
なぜこの川と川の名前、そしてこの荒野の名前、こういう名詞を使っているかというと、この聞いている人たちにとっては分かってるんですね、背景とか。だからここでこれが意味することが聞き手が伝わるはずだというので、わざわざこれを使っているわけです。荒野とかヨルダン川という言葉、それは何だと思われますか？
Yeah. So like, yeah, the Jordan, first the Jordan. What does that signify?
そのヨルダン川
というのは、they are signified for theMoses, they take the slave and then wandering on the wilderness and then、into the promised land and cross the Jordan River.
モーセがエジプトから出てきて、イスラエルを連れ出して、この川を横切って、そして約束の地まで、あの、ヨシュアが導き入れたんですね。
Okay, good. So that's the story.
で、これが物語として
関係して、
大事な、そこで大事になってくることは、
What does the Jordan River signify?
ヨダン川がどういう重要性を持っているか、その象徴するものは、
What's the Jordan?
That's the Sea of Reeds or the Red Sea, yeah. Right. It's the border. Okay. Yeah. So you know, I always do my like really strange math, you know, Israel. But you know, this is the Jordan River, right here, right? People are coming from Egypt and they're going in the desert, wandering around, and then boom, they come in through the Jordan River.
There's another Old Testament figure who crossed the Jordan River.
Jordan. Mm-hmm. 超えるということは非常に重要な意味を持っていたと、そこの約束に入る前に。モーセが引いたんじゃないですか。
Yeah.
引いて、その時はヨシュアであったはずですね。
So now we're getting, you know, this is getting some meat, right? It's getting like really good.
Okay.
The wilderness, the desert, what does that signify then for if you are an Israelite? Okay, kind of the Exodus, but what happened to them in the wilderness?
What?
Disobedience, yeah. Anything else? The wilderness?
Those who are disobedient, never was only those ones that came after.
Right, the next generation. The first generation died. So, you know, there's all that. There's all of that memory. You know, they were told to tell the story generation after generation after generation after generation. This is their story, right? The Exodus.
あの国民女自身のようにこの話はあの第一世代が死にたいで第二世代が生き入られてそこまで入ったという話はもうみんなが共有している共同の創造の自分たちナショナルアイデンティティのようなものだったんですね、
mm-hmm. right. This is where they were tested.
ここで私たちは試されたところなんだって
And now, this is where Jesus is being tested.
ここで同じところでイエス様が試みに現れているわけですね、アラノで。
By who?
誰にかよってか。
By Satan himself.
悪魔そのものによって、ケイス様は試みに現れたんですね。
And the thing is, Satan never appears again until the end.
そしてここに現れて以降、最後の、まで、聖書の最後の黙示録まで現れないんですね。
Right?、うん、and then, right, and then the scene shifts.Now,
で次の場面はガリラヤ湖に移ります。
Okay, and this is where Jesus starts his ministry.
ここでイエス様は初めてあのご自身の働きを始められるわけです。
Okay, so now,
で今や
all of this that we've talked about,
今までお話しして
きたことは、this maybe is not so easy as the first step.
第一歩としては、
Right?
確かに、たやすい。
When we wrote everything, right? When we wrote everything. That's, anybody can do that, right?
書くことはみんな誰でもできると思うんですが。
And then this next step, though, it requires another step, right? It's like, okay, so what do these things signify? What do these things mean, right?
その何があったかまでは誰でもできると思うけど、これがどういう意味を持つかって背景と照らし合わせて確定していくのはすごく大変な第二歩ですよね。
But I think all of us,Sort of know, we know the Exodus story.
でも私たちはあのある程度は出エジプト記の話をみんなそれぞれ知ってると思うんです
よ。Right, we kind of know, you know, we heard Jordan River before.
ね、ヨルダン川の話、そこにどういうことがあったか、やっぱり覚えてるものがあると思うんですね。
Right, and the wilderness, the desert.
アラノで何
を。You know, just an image, it's not good, first of all. It's very, you know, it's negative.
いろんな否定的なものがあったところです
ね。Right. And it talks about Jesus with animals, right? So it's not a good image.
で、ここに出てくるイエス様はいろんな動物とか試されたとか、いいイメージじゃないですよね。
So just with that, you know, you can work with that. It's not, you don't need to go to seminary for that too.
でもそれを描くことで、それだけでも神学校に行かなくてもいろんなことが私たち心で学んでいる。
It just takes a little bit of thinking, that's all.
ただそこをもうちょっと考えてみればっていうことですよね。
Right, it just takes, you know, if the first section takes maybe 10 minutes, this next section maybe takes a little bit, you know,It takes two, three more minutes, you know, maybe five more minutes to think about.
So, 最初の何があったかっていうとか思い浮かべるまでは10分ぐらいでしょ。でもその意味は何だったかなって自分の知ってることとつなぎ合わせていくのは、まあ、さらに数分の時間をつなげばいいと思います。
Okay, so now we spent like 15 minutes.
で、ここまで来るのは大体15分としましょうね。
Okay. Now then, now that we've talked through the symbolism, the significance of certain things.
いや、物事がどのように象徴的に表されているか、ここで重要なことは何かということに入ります。
Now we can start thinking, okay, why, what's going on? What, like the kingdom of God, like these other big things, right? The kingdom of God. Maybe what's the Trinity? Now we can start thinking about these things.
そう、ここまでで象徴であり重要性のことを考えたならば、次第3段階ですね。神様、神の天の御国。